the engineer's wife, and timidly speak about his trouble. Nearly every household in India knows that doctors are very helpless in typhoid. The battle must be fought out between death and the nurses, minute by minute and degree by degree. Mrs. Shute almost boxed Dumoise's ears for what she called his criminal delay, and went off at once to look after the poor girl. We had 7 cases of typhoid in the station that winter, and as the average of death is about 1 in every 5 cases, we felt certain that we should have to lose somebody. But all did their best. The women set up nursing the women, and the men turned to and tended the bachelors who were down. And we wrestled with those typhoid cases for 56 days and brought them through the Valley of the Shadow in triumph. But just when we thought all was over and were going to give a dance to celebrate the victory, little Mrs. Dumoise got a relapse and died in a week, and the station went to the funeral. Dumoise broke down utterly at the brink of the grave and had to be taken away. After the death, Dumoise crept into his own house and refused to be comforted. He did his duties perfectly, but we all felt that he should go on leave, and the other men of his own service told him so. Dumoise was very thankful for the suggestion. He was thankful for anything in those days, and went to Chini on a walking tour. Chini is some 20 marches from Simla, in the heart of the hills, and